Good morning. Good morning. 7:22 a.m. on Sunday, November 8th. Today we're listening to a snippet from Joni Mitchell, Both Sides Now. It's a remastered one. It's a little dreamy. It's a dreamy song anyway, I think. It's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful song, and it was kind of funny this morning because I've told you many times I have this playlist in iTunes that is called Feel Good / Hospice, so that it's just a huge collection of songs that are meaningful to me, and I usually just sort of open it up and take a quick look to see on Sunday mornings if anything speaks to me. Well, this morning when I opened it, almost all of the songs were gone, and I don't know what happened, but it was obviously sad and jarring because this is a collection I've had going for years, and silly me did not have a list of what was in here. However, the reason I say that, I don't want to dwell on that at the moment, I'll have to take a look at that later, but is because there were so few songs in here. And this one jumped out at me just because of the title, Both Sides Now. I live in San Francisco in the U.S., and we've just gone through a really huge, huge election that was called yesterday. And it would be impossible for me not to have that at the forefront of my mind right now, because no matter who you are, I think, in the United States or even many people across the world, this was a meaningful occasion, one way or the other, however you felt. And when I saw that title, Both Sides Now, it really spoke to me in the sense that one of the things that I was thinking about when I went to bed last night was how when there's any kind of contest or election or anything where there's a winner and a loser, even those words, right? I mean, it's so interesting what it's like to be on one side or the other. And I have had so many places in my life, as I think hopefully we all have, where we've experienced one or we've experienced the other. And that acknowledgement that no matter where we are, there's always somebody who is on the other side. And I guess I felt like that song today, the fact that, first of all, there were hardly any songs in here in Both Sides Now, kind of just spoke to me as just even the title, right? Like, what if it didn't have to be this side or that side, you know, winning and losing, me versus you, but what if it could simply be that we're all a part of both sides? I know that sounds really idealistic and kind of woo-woo, but it is truly how I feel. My spiritual teacher, Sherry Huber, often talks about humanity in terms of, like, what if we could all see ourselves as being a team? Global, you know, globally a team. What if we all saw that? You know, because we've all, I think, again, most of us, have been on teams. And sorry, I had to turn off that song. And when you're on a team, when someone else makes a goal or someone blocks a kick or whatever, someone else has a success, it's ours too. And I guess that's the reason that it's so much fun to be on a team, right? Because there's an exponential number of ways to succeed. And I'm putting succeed in quotes right now. Anyhow, I guess that's what's on my mind. That's sort of what life was pointing me to because of where did all my songs go? What a funny thing. I guess it just goes to show. I shouldn't go down that track, but this is what happens, right? Like, actually, this is such a good example of what I practice, because it's like almost everything in me this morning was feeling bad about whatever happened, all these songs and wanting to worry about it and wanting to try and find them and just wanting to go to a place of distress, right? Now, pretty quickly, I realized, you know, it's just songs. It's just, it'll be fine, whatever. Even if I have to spend the next 25 years putting more songs in, it's really right in the scope of things. It's such a tiny thing. However, I think the fact that it is something so small that doesn't have to do with someone's health or well-being, that the fact that the monkey mind wants to grasp onto it is really, I think, a part of the human experience. So I guess I'm just going to weave that into both sides now. I love that. Oh my gosh. It's already like, I love this. It's starting to form its own teaching, which is that idea of both sides now first was this idea of what if I could put myself in the shoes of whoever's on the other side, you know? What if I could feel love and compassion and a wanting to be on the same side? And then there's the other meaning of the song that is about the both sides now, which is, you know, on one side, there's this monkey mind trying to pull me into a drama around something, not even something again, like not even something in the scope of things that really is a big deal. But to this person, you know, it is, you know, she's upset. She's sad about it. You know, and I don't want to gloss over that, and yet to put it into perspective. And also, there was something much bigger this morning, which was talking to you. So that, I think, was a part of it. You know, I think after I talk to you, after I do my love gram, oh, sure, I can try and look at this and see, you know, what happened. Is there any way to retrieve it? But at the moment, there was a choice to be made of, Do I want to fall down this rabbit hole of what happened to my list of, I think I don't know, I seem like I had hundreds of songs on here. Do I want to do that? Or do I want to turn my attention to something that is enriching for me and connecting for me, and something that, this is really funny, this is called the Feel Good playlist. And I was just about to say, do I want to turn my attention to something that makes me feel good? Which is, again, I love this. This feels like I suddenly feel like I'm in a little fun house today that I'm being led through, prepared just for me somehow in the middle of the night. Like, so that, right? So here's this feel good playlist that's making me feel really bad right now. Or I could turn my attention to talking to you and something that makes me feel connected and alive and part of a team, which is the other piece of this. I, you know, when there's something so big and so, in our country, this was a very divisive election. It's I guess it's always divisive, but not always to this extent. And the idea of, for me, how distressing that is to be in a place, my system just doesn't do well with big anger or accusations or especially, you know, hatred. I just feel like, I don't know why, but I've always been like that maybe I'm one of those, they call it overly sensitive people, or there's all kinds of names now for things. But I just want to return back to, What is it like if we consider in our lives this idea of both sides now, which I don't even know. I don't think that's the meaning of her song. I've told you guys this before. It's not like I choose these songs because I study the lyrics and, you know, I'm bringing all that in. And they're intuitive, and especially today. However, I do love what she says. And I think this does relate, like when she's talking about the way that she sees clouds. And in my understanding, this may not be what she says really, but in my understanding, it's like sometimes we look at the clouds and we make little animals of them and they're fluffy and they're wonderful and we love the clouds. Other times the clouds are blocking the sun or they're raining or snowing and maybe we don't like that. It's not what we want. And that in the end, you know, whatever story we're telling ourselves about the clouds is just an illusion. It's just a story we're telling ourselves, which, you know, is often the case. Right. So I could tell myself a story right now about this playlist that my feel good playlist really made me feel bad this morning because where did all my songs go and something's wrong? And oh, my goodness, I'm never going to be able to even know what songs I had on there because I collected them one by one over many years as things showed up in my life. OK, I could go there, blah, blah, blah. Right. Or I could look at it in the moment from this place of like, wow, that was a little bit of a miracle this morning that I didn't really have to even choose a song because there were so few in there. And both sides now kind of jumped out and it's leading me on this journey with you. There's no truth, you know, essential truth. So I guess where all of this takes me is, you know, this sort of culmination for me in right now, as you guys know, I'm still in the middle of my birthday kindness letter writing project, and I am sending a letter a day to a stranger. And the thing about this that I often will say, and I'm feeling right now again, I don't know these people, right? So you may have been someone who sent me a request for a letter. And when you do that, you know, you tell me like, oh, you know, could you please send a letter to my sister whose husband died 6 months ago and she's really grieving and having a hard time. This is just a for instance. This isn't pointing to any one particular thing, you know, or, you know, could you please send a letter to my daughter who's having a really hard time during the pandemic because of blah, blah, blah. But what I don't know is people's political affiliations. I don't know their race. I don't know how much money they make. I don't know their jobs. Do you know what I mean? Like I have the only information that I have about people is a way in which they're going through a really hard time and that they're human. And I think this is what I love so much about this birthday letter writing project is that there is no way for me to focus on anything except the pure humanity of we all either we know these places or we can imagine them, right? Maybe we haven't all experienced going through cancer or losing our mom or losing our daughter or losing our job in this way or a certain kind of fear or a certain kind of disease or, you know, whatever. We may not have gone through, but we can imagine. And it's a purely human thing because it could happen to any of us. And I guess this is where I just want to take us today, which is, first of all, I do have some spots open for the remaining letters. I can't remember exactly. Actually, it's kind of funny. This is really funny. But I think today might be day 45 or 46, which just in the US just happens to be the numbers of the presidential. I think Donald Trump was 45 and I think Joe Biden is 46. I think so. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. This is another one of those really funny moments this morning of being in this, like led down this house of mirrors or fun house, which is that I do believe I'm on either letter 45 or letter 46 today, which means I have, I don't know, 9 or 10 or 11 letters left. And so, first of all, I wanted to say that to you. So in the spirit of all of this, that idea of this is what I want to say is to encourage you to reach out to someone who may be on, quote unquote, the other side, whatever that means, you know, whether it has to do with the elections or whether it has to do just with someone who's on the other side of, you know, you're in good health and there's someone, you know, who's not, or, you know, you maybe have like a really great loving relationship and maybe there's someone who wishes they had that or whatever, someone who's going through a hard time, can you reach out to them today? Is the message. And can we look at this idea of both sides, like that we're all on both sides and we're all always going to be flipping back and forth? And can we find a place of love and compassion today to feel that we're all on the same team? And also, as I started to say, if you want me to write a letter, I do have just a few, you know, these are the very last remaining letters until I get to 56, because I just turned 56 in October. So this is my 56, 56, 56. So I will put a link in down below this audio. So if you know someone who's going through a hard time, who needs a boost of love, and I'll give you the directions for that. And if it's something that you can do yourself, you know, to pause as you're hearing this and to think about, what does that mean? And let's play a little bit of Joni Mitchell again as she's... Sorry. That wasn't very smooth, was it? I'm sorry, I know that was probably jarring. I just realized this is oh, there we go. There's some words. They really don't know life at all. Anyhow, just returning to that idea of, you know, stepping outside of story, stepping outside of illusion, stepping outside of us and them, that I guess that's today's where we are. You know, and I just want to acknowledge very quickly before I say goodbye that it's, you know, I started these love grams at the very beginning of the sheltering in place for the pandemic. I guess that was back in March. And here we are so many months later, and at least here in the U.S., and I know in some other places in the world, the pandemic cases are on the rise again. And I just want to offer love. I just want to say that was the whole point of starting these. It's why I keep doing them. I am going to end right now with what's dropping in for me, which is what dropped in for me at the very beginning, which is the Ram Dass quote, "We're all just walking each other home." And, you know, with an emphasis today on all, like wherever in your life that there's a sense of us and them or me and you or he said, she said, you know, can you just maybe find a bridge today, even if it's just for a moment? And let's really look at this idea of we're always going to experience both sides. And I'm sending you lots and lots of love. And let's see what's out the window to leave you with. Oh, I was hoping there might be a little hummingbird flitting around. I don't see one, but I do see some green leaves waving against the sky's blue. And I see one tiny little wisp of a cloud as a nod to Joni Mitchell. All right, love you. Happy Sunday. Bye-bye.